just today in the Boston Globe, there was an article by somebody, I don't remember his name, supposedly he's a Republican strategist, commending the generals, basically saying how pleased he is that they are in charge running policy, because he views them as sober, responsible decisions. And I don't think the generals that Trump has appointed, whether we're talking about Mattis as defense secretary or McMaster as national security advisor, by no means do I think that they're crazed lunatics. But what I do believe is that any individual who spends his entire life within a particular milieu is going to absorb a worldview, a set of preconceived notions, a set of biases and inclinations that come from that milieu. And I think that's what we have. We have generals running policy, or at least exercising great influence on the president, and their inclination is to use the instrument with which they are most familiar. And I think we're seeing that in spades. I don't know if you've seen today's news, but in Afghanistan, we just dropped the largest conventional bomb in the American arsenal. It weighs over a ton, supposedly on some cave complex, supposedly killing a bunch of Taliban operatives, but it certainly represents a significant escalation in the conduct of the war in Afghanistan